The Treefort Music Fest gets underway tonight in Boise. Local rock band Finn Riggins will be kicking off the second annual festival, and bands will play into the early morning hours. The four-day event will bring indie and emerging bands to a dozen venues in the downtown. Frankie Barnhill has been covering the lead-up to Treefort, and she's with us now. Frankie, this is becoming a very big deal in Idaho. Why is that?
Well, as festival director Eric Gilbert explained it to me recently, it's Boise's chance to play host to some of the coolest bands around. Treefort comes right on the heels of South by Southwest, a much bigger music festival that wrapped up in Austin, Texas last weekend. Some of the bands that played at South by are making their way to Boise this week.
For someone who does not know a lot about the music scene, why should I care about Treefort?
Oh, come on, Scott. Don't you want to be as hip as all the hipsters?
Frankie, the words hip and me don't go together.
Well, this is the second year for the fledgling festival, but momentum has really picked up. Treefort has received endorsements from the Idaho Tourism Division and the city of Boise. Mayor Dave Beter even made a cameo appearance in a promotional video last month. Another thing to point out is that organizers are really proud of how much the local arts scene welcomed last year's festival with open arms. They say Treefort brings a heightened level of excitement to a town where music fans don't usually have a pick between more than one concert per night. Here's festival operations producer Drew Lerona.
Seeing that Toys R Us shopping spree expression on an adult's face, literally running from the Red Room to Neuralux, that was really cool. And to me, that's what it was about, was that excitement.
But perhaps the most important thing about Treefort is its potential to put Boise on the map as a destination for bands passing through the Northwest. It's also helping to highlight hometown talent. Acts like Youth Lagoon and Built to Spill both will play the festival. Last year, Treefort received coverage from national music media like Rolling Stone and Paste magazine, and organizers are expecting even more attention this year.
So what can we expect in Treefort's second year?
In a word, more. More bands, more venues, and more decisions to be made by festival goers. 260-plus musical acts will perform this year, and three headliners will play the main stage. But I would say that the growth is a managed growth. The organizers have been mindful about creating a weekend that offers lots of musical options for attendees while still not being overwhelming in the way that South by Southwest can be. In fact, festival director Eric Gilbert would like to distance the comparison with the Austin Music Extravaganza.
One of the big things that we're really conscious of and would like to try to make it different from South by Southwest is the massive amount of like corporate sponsorship that exists at South by Southwest, like really working with local entities.
To be fair, though, Treefort does have a few corporate sponsors, including Whole Foods and Alaska Airlines. But by being conscious of the size and scope of the festival, Treefort has garnered support from Doug March, the lead singer of Boise's most famous indie band, Built to Spill.
It was the culmination of a few days of the festival and the atmosphere that it created. And, you know, playing a big stage that sounded good, good sound system.
He says his band's show at Treefort last year was the most fun he's ever had playing in Boise.
So more than 260 bands coming to play at the festival. That's a lot of music in 4 days. What are your top five picks?
Unknown Mortal Orchestra has received a lot of good press lately. I can't wait to see funk and soul group Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. I've actually seen them perform before and couldn't get enough. Last year, I missed female rapper phenom K-Flay, so I won't miss her this time. I also want to check out one of Built to Spill's curated shows and local singer-songwriter Graham McKelsey.
No Biebs?
No Biebs, no.
So, Frankie, it's called Treefort Music Fest. Is there an actual fort at Treefort? Where did the name come from?
It turns out that the name was the brainchild of Eric Gilbert. It plays off Fort Boise in the City of Trees, but mostly it's just a whimsical reference to childhood. Last year, there wasn't a fort to speak of, but I have received confirmation that there will be a Treefort-like structure somewhere at the festival this year.
Frankie Barnhill, thank you very much for giving us the lowdown. I feel cooler already.
You bet, Scott.
Frankie is a reporter in our newsroom at KBSX. She'll be headed to the Music Fest this weekend, and you can see her stories on the festival at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.